The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hunter Biden is available. That's right. Hunter has resigned from that company in China. You know, the one that hired him, not because his dad was vice president of the United States. Yeah, Hunter is back on the market. So if your company is looking for a guy who's, you know, really good at giving advice on subjects about which he knows absolutely nothing, you should give Hunter a call, because he's apparently really good at that. He's been hired multiple times to do jobs he knows nothing about and paid lots of money, apparently. Well, anyway, Hunter Biden sat down for a hard-hitting, in-your-face interview with the always dangerous Amy Robach of Good Morning America. And he said he did nothing wrong, and that all the stories that he did do something wrong have been debunked. And the interview ended with this.
What do you say to people who believe this is exactly why people hate Washington? A vice president's son can make money in countries where your father is doing official government business.
By the way, well, I don't know what to tell you. I made a mistake in retrospect as it related to creating any perception that was wrong. And so, therefore, I'm taking it off the table, Amy. I'm making that commitment. Let's see if anybody else makes that commitment, but that's the commitment that I'm making.
And Hunter Biden reiterated time and time again that he did not ever discuss in any detail whatsoever any of his business dealings in Ukraine and China with his father, period. That he wanted that to be crystal clear.
Yeah. Thanks, Amy. That's crystal clear. Yeah. Hunter said that he wants to make it crystal clear that he didn't do anything wrong and didn't make a dime because his dad was vice president. So I guess that's it. You know, it's settled. No more questions for Hunter. We can put that story to bed. Hunter, who was kicked out of the Navy for cocaine use, became romantically involved with his brother's widow about 15 minutes after his brother died, cheated on her, and then is accused in a paternity suit somewhere else. He says he's innocent. And there's no need for any more interviews. Not that he's been, not that he hasn't, come on, been forthright. He's been grilled on Good Morning America. You heard it. That should be the end of it, right? Anyway, it's nice to see that that's out of the way. And Joe can be president now without having to deal with all this annoying stuff. And when we come back, by the way, speaking of annoying, CNN probably finds Project Veritas a little bit annoying. They released part two of the undercover videos today. And when we come back, we are going to talk to the executive director of Project Veritas right here. Stick around.
Regenerate Me, now open in Bethel Park, is helping people restore, rebuild, and regenerate their bodies through Advanced Biological Therapy, or ABT. Advanced Biological Therapy gets amazing results by helping your body regenerate skin, restore metabolism, and relieve chronic joint problems to avoid surgery. Regenerate Me specializes in bone and joint issues like arthritis, skin problems due to aging, and even fat loss. Learn more at regeneratepgh.com. From the Services tab, click the ABD Candidate Program and fill out the questionnaire. A health professional will call you back and help you determine if Advanced Biological Therapy is for you. Regenerate Me's equipment and treatments have been cleared for safety by the FDA and are not covered by health insurance or Medicare. Call 412-851-3811 to schedule a no-obligation consultation. Or attend the next office dinner lecture on October 16th, catered by Pasta 2, to find out more. Seating is limited. RSVP now. 412-851-3811.
We're living in a very successful, affluent society for many people. Yet, it's also true that there are people that are being left out of that. And how do we reach those people?
Joel Gilliam, Executive Director at Light of Life Rescue Mission on Pittsburgh's North Side.
So part of what Light of Life does is that we help them in our education and employment program to connect with workforce development, to look at the skill gap that exists. And so we're partnering with places like the community college. We're taking our clients, once they are clean and they are ready to move on, now they can actually get credentialed in an area where they can be hired to work with UPMC or Google or Amazon or these other places. And so it provides an on-ramp for those who are left out to get back involved in society.
Help someone else find their comeback story. To become a monthly partner or make a one-time gift, visit lightoflife.org/give today. lightoflife.org/give.
Don't be at a disadvantage when it comes to your Medicare coverage. Open enrollment ends December 7th, and you have some important decisions to make today. This is John Steigerwald. Medicare is confusing. Todd Marley and the experts at Marley Financial know you have questions, and they have the answers you're looking for. Before you lock in for another year, are you sure you're getting the best coverage possible? Visit MarleyFG.com and find out for yourself. Do you hold pat for another year? Has your Advantage plan changed terms on you? What premiums are going up next year, and how much? Should you switch your Part D prescription plan or drop it altogether? Don't go it alone. Let Marley Financial steer you to a comprehensive solution that lets you access any hospital or doctor you want. A plan that focuses not just on cost, but quality, with lower deductibles and co-pays that are little to none. Why get stuck paying thousands in out-of-pocket expenses? Call 724-884-1496 today. 724-884-1496 or visit them at MarleyFG.com. That's MarleyFG.com.
1776 Freedom's Calling is hosting an evening with Dinesh D'Souza, best-selling author and documentary film producer, on Thursday, October 24th. This event's new location is the Antonelli Event Center in North Huntington, PA. 1776 Freedom's Calling is very honored to be the only committee in Pennsylvania collaborating with Dinesh D'Souza to inform the Commonwealth about the detrimental effects of socialism. Go to 1776freedomscalling.com.
Pittsburgh homeowners rate Pella number one as a leading window brand. Susan wrote, "We are thrilled with our new Pella windows and door. The installation process was superior to any other work we've had done in the past. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts." Wow, thank you, Susan. Low pressure consultation plus expert installation. At Pella, it's just what we do. Right now, save $150 off windows and $500 off doors, or 48 months no interest. Call 888-78-PELLA, PellaPittsburgh.com.
There's always a moment of truth where it's either put up or shut up. We were yelling our hearts out. Even in our weakness, even in our pain, we continued to push. I don't know where the pain went to, but all I know is that I had what it took. I am a United States Marine.
PFC Darrell Willis serves his country as a Marine. Will you? Visit Marines.com or call 1-800-MARINES.
This is the John Steigerwald Show on AM 1250, The Answer.
Well, today was day two of Project Veritas's Expose CNN project. A CNN insider named Corey Porach provided Project Veritas with tons of video evidence of the inner workings and thoughts at CNN. Russ Verney is the executive director of Project Veritas, and he joins us now. Russ, thanks for being here.
John, it's a pleasure to be on your show and an honor to visit with all of you listeners.
Now, I have to ask you, first of all, what's been the reaction so far to parts one and two here?
Well, the general public is really interested in the story. It's had over 1,500,000 views of the video that we've released, and today's is only just beginning, so that'll be up probably well over 2 million tomorrow. The mainstream media is doing the best it can to ignore it. We've had no comment from CNN regarding the story, which is unusual for a network that loves to hear from whistleblowers. They're not real interested in commenting on the person that blew the whistle on them. They've hunkered down and been very quiet.
I was thinking about this today. What would be really good, and maybe you've already done this, what would be really good would be to have this insider release all of his stuff on videotape, but keep another insider there so you could get videotape on their reaction to it. Because I'd love to see some video of what they're doing in the what they've been doing in the CNN offices the last couple of days.
I'm sure that would be eye-opening for everybody to see that. One thing that we did have was we teased the fact that there would be a CNN insider story over the weekend, and this insider, Corey Porch, he was actually in the office, CNN office, Monday morning, and was there for Jeff Zucker's 9 a.m. Monday morning telephone call with the senior staff and executives. So he got a little bit of the reaction that they were aware that something was coming, but they weren't going to pay attention to it if they could avoid it.
So who is it? Is it Porach? Is that the pronunciation? Porach?
Yes.
So who is Kerry Porach, and how did his videos end up with Project Veritas?
Well, Kerry is a young man who was a Democrat. He supported Bernie Sanders in the 2016 election. He went to work for a company that does contract work for CNN. He was assigned to CNN, and he was excited about it because he felt that, you know, you got to give the public the facts. But unfortunately, when he got there, what he found was they don't want to give the public the facts. They want to give them the spin. And it's more about chasing profits as opposed to chasing facts. And he became very disillusioned with the operation, and he contacted us and said he would like to provide us with some inside information. And he was recording for several months before we released the stories beginning this week. And there'll probably be more coming out later in the week.
So he wasn't doing it on his own and then came to Project Veritas and said, hey, I got a bunch of video you guys might be interested in.
No, he came to us and said he had a lot of insider information he might be interested in. Can we work together? And we said, absolutely.
Okay. So
it's been about a 4 or 5 month relationship with him recording and being able to attend some of the very highest level meetings within the company.
Now, how much are you, well, as this is going on, I mean, we see the finished product here. We see the video that's out, and I've seen him interviewed a couple of times. I think he was on Sean Hannity last night. How much do you guys talk to him as this is going on, and how much is he feeding back to you, and how nervous does a guy like this get that he's going to get caught?
Well, you know, it's not an easy situation to be in when you're wearing a hidden camera and recording conversations that are going on, and you know what's going on, but the people around you don't. It makes for a very tense situation at work for him. But he felt it was something that he needed to do because he felt that CNN and other news media need to get back to reporting facts and following news stories instead of opinion pieces. So he was glad to do it. We, after he came to us, we had many meetings with him before, he decided that he wanted to wear a camera and record these things and turn them over. So we've had an ongoing relationship with him for about 3 or 4, maybe 5 months. We would get the information from him periodically and make evaluations of whether or not we wanted to release a story, which, of course, would have blown his cover as soon as we do that. So we chose to leave him in there as long as possible recording before releasing a story. And now we feel it's the appropriate time to put it out. So that's why it's out there today, especially with CNN hosting the co-hosting the debate tonight. And we had some pretty good pieces, quotes in our story today from CNN employees about who they like and who they don't like in the Democratic primary, and Tulsi Gabbard is one they sure don't like.
Yeah, I'll get to that in 1 second. We're talking to Russ Verney. He's the executive director of Project Veritas. Before we go any further, just how can people find this online if they want to watch what you guys are putting out?
So the best place to go is projectveritas.com. Veritas stands for truth, so it's Project Veritas, V-E-R-I-T-A-S.com. And you can, it'll be right on the homepage. You'll find the latest breaking stories there. And you can go to /BeBrave. And if you're an insider in some major company or tech company or government agency and you've got information you think the public should know, you can sign up on projectveritas.com/BeBrave. And we'll take a look at the information, evaluate whether or not it's newsworthy for the general public.
So you mentioned the debates. They are tonight. I can't look at them for 10 seconds. I wait for the highlights because I can't sit through it. It's just such it's so predictable and insane. I can't do it. But what did you find out about the wonderful people at CNN and how they feel about the participants tonight?
Well, John, if I could just take a moment to comment on what you said about not wanting to watch it, because you're going to get canned statements, prepared statements,
I know.
Well-crafted, focus group-tested statements. You're not going to get candid information from these candidates or candid thoughts or opinions. What we do with our undercover video investigations is we get the candid thoughts. We get them without the prepared statement, without the focus group testing of their words. So we get to see what they're really like and hear what they really think. So we've heard that, CNN doesn't pay as much attention to candidates that aren't in the top three. So the top three get a lot more exposure, which means they get a lot more benefit out of coverage than everyone else in the race. We hear that that by and large they like Elizabeth Warren. They like Bernie and they like Joe Biden, but one of their top investigative reporters says that Biden's got a big problem, and we got him on tape talking about Joe Biden's son over in Ukraine and China and the problem that that's going to cause for his campaign. So they go through and express a lot of opinions about the individual candidates that not something you're going to hear on the television from them. They're not going to tell you their real feelings. They're going to tell you the spin. And it's interesting, John, that in several occasions they talk about covering things that will keep an audience coming back as opposed to things that are newsworthy. For instance, they wanted to talk about Kamala Harris's proposal that President Trump be banned from Twitter. And Jeff Zucker admits, the president of CNN admits in a phone call that that's never going to happen, but it's good conversation. It's a good talk segment. So that they want to cover that because it's good, peppers up the audience as opposed to presenting some facts or news that the public needs to know. And they go on in several other instances talking about where they like news for ratings as opposed to newsworthiness. And they especially focus in on impeachment, that is the story. And regardless of some of these other stories that come up, they need to stay focused on impeachment because that's what will bring the audience back and ultimately pay the bills.
Kind of
eye-opening.
Yeah, well, I worked in TV for a long time at a local level. That's not something that shocks me that CNN would be, even the head of the whole shebang would be suggesting to his people that they look for things that get ratings. I mean, it happens at every news operation, maybe in varying degrees, but is that really a major expose to find out that a TV news operation might sacrifice newsworthiness for ratings?
Well, we know that they need to make a profit in order to stay in business, but there are many news stations and programs over the years that were able to find sponsors because that's where sponsors find an audience that accept them as credible. I know when we do political advertising, we love to be either against or in the news because people are paying attention and believe what they hear there more so than during a sitcom. But even the employees at CNN and yesterday's report, especially and also in today's, they talk about how CNN has gotten away from news gathering. They don't send crews to South America when there's a plane crash or some of the other world events. They do hold a lot more panels where everybody's discussing opinions as opposed to news. And that was the focus of a lot of the comments from longtime employees at CNN to our insider, was that they've gotten away from news gathering. They're just into whatever will drive ratings, as opposed to providing good information that people want to come back and hear about.
That's a lot cheaper than sending a crew down to South America to have somebody come on and talk about what happened down in South America. All you got to do is pay their Uber to get them over to the studio. It's a little cheaper.
Yeah, they come in and talk about the latest thing in impeachment instead of talking about the latest public policy or international event that is a major event in the scheme of life. So you're right. They go for the panels and the opinion shows as opposed to the factual news programs.
We're talking to Russ Verney. He's the executive director of Project Veritas. Your guy Corey Porach, he got Nick Neville, who's a CNN media coordinator, whatever that is, to tell him who Zucker prefers for president, right?
Oh, he did. He got all kinds of people talking about it. But Zucker basically says that, he contributed to Kamala Harris when she was running for U.S. Senate a couple of years ago. And there was a discussion about Yang, whether or not they're being fair to him and the amount of coverage of him. And then he goes on to express his opinions that Elizabeth Warren is somebody he likes, that they do also have some respect for Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders, those being the three top. But he says that of all the candidates, it's really only the three that we need to be covering because they're the ones that are most newsworthy and that the public is interested in. So they short shift the other candidates.
Yeah, I have a couple.
And Neville also talks about the personal vendetta that Jeff Zucker has against Donald Trump. So it colors the way they cover the news when, you're on this 9 o'clock morning call with all the senior executives and the president is the president of the news station is lambasting the president of the United States and telling them that it's all about impeachment. That's the storyline. Well, it becomes, as the words of one of the four managers said, it's the Trump network. They just do Trump all the time because it brings in the ratings.
I have less than 2 minutes here, and I'm up against a hard break, Russ. And real quick, you have parts one and two out. Are there more parts to come?
Yes, there'll be at least another part, probably out on Thursday. And depending on, there's only so long you can continue doing the same subject when you're doing investigative journalism. So after Thursday, we may hold off for a while before we release any more. This has had a big impact. It's being noticed. The president has tweeted about our reports twice today and yesterday. So it's getting a huge notice on Twitter and Facebook. It's getting we put it out to media nationwide, and it's getting picked up all across the country. So eventually it will percolate up into the national mainstream media. They'll eventually have to cover it, and someone at CNN will either take an action or make a statement that is a result of this series of reports that we're putting out.
Russ, I really appreciate it. I'm out of time. Always good to have you on. Thanks for doing this, and thanks for doing your good work over there.
My pleasure. ProjectVeritas.com.
All right. John. All right. Russ Verney, Project Veritas. We'll be right back.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Rudy Giuliani's notified lawmakers he will not comply with a subpoena issued by three House committees. The subpoena had been issued to President Trump's personal attorney September 30th for documents related to his work in Ukraine, and he has until Wednesday to provide those. A letter sent by attorney John Sales says the subpoena is overboard, unduly burdensome, and seeks documents beyond the scope of legitimate inquiry. Congressional Republicans want Congressman Adam Schiff to publicly release transcripts of the latest round of depositions made to House Intelligence Committee. Speaking with the Salem Radio, Louisiana Congressman Steve Scalise condemns what he describes as the House Democrat efforts to overturn a 2016 election and adversely impact the upcoming 2020 election. Fiona Hill, a former top national security expert, testified Friday. This is SRN News.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was between jobs, and we had over $64,000 in credit card debt.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Working with Trinity was extremely easy. They really guided us into the program and gave us hope.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
My advice to people in a similar situation is to pick up the phone and call and get out of debt. The freedom from that is priceless. Let Trinity help make it better. Don't feel that you have to suffer alone or try to figure out the answer.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Larry Elder believes the impeachment talk is unwarranted.
Somebody who wasn't even on the phone call, heard it secondhand or third hand, decided that he or she didn't like what the president said, filed some sort of whistleblower complaint. And because the administration did not deem the complaint urgent and Congress did not get it when they thought they should get it, this is impeachable. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7 on AM 1250. The Answer.
Community Bank.
City Mission.
Number One Cochrane.
Highmark Stadium.
Peters Township Community Center.
Angelo's Restaurant.
What do all these businesses have in common?
Nello Construction.
Design and build with one company.
Nello Construction.
Full service construction from the ground up.
Renovation. Expansion.
Nello Construction. The choice for business.
See the projects.
Begin the journey.
At NelloConstruction.com.
If you're worried about market volatility or the possibility of losing money in the next market crash, the time to act is now. Effective financial management involves identifying opportunities. And with a 10-year bull market run, markets around all-time highs, and a highly contested election cycle right around the corner, we have an opportunity now to protect what's important. Don't risk losing a significant portion of your life savings in the next market downturn. Call Hunt & Associates today, 844-366-HUNT. That's 844-366-HUNT.
Hi, this is John Shilkin for my good friends at Calusi Chevrolet, and it is officially Chevy Truck Month. Calusi has a huge selection of Silverados in stock, and right now you can qualify for over $9,500 off the MSRP on select models of the new 2019 Silverado All-Star. Plus, only during Truck Month, there's no monthly payments for 90 days for well-qualified buyers and when you finance with GM Financial. Check them out at Calusi.com. Find new roads at Calusi Chevrolet.
1776 Freedom's Calling is hosting an evening with Dinesh D'Souza, best-selling author and documentary film producer, on Thursday, October 24th. This event's new location is the Antonelli Event Center in North Huntington, PA. 1776 Freedom's Calling is very honored to be the only committee in Pennsylvania collaborating with Dinesh D'Souza to inform the Commonwealth about the detrimental effects of socialism. Go to 1776freedomscalling.com.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Really busy on the highways this afternoon with delays outbound Parkway East, Boulevard of the Allies to Edgewood, Swissvale. And we have a vehicle fire. It's now moved off to the shoulder outbound at the Greenfield Bridge overpass. On the Parkway West, that's very busy inbound Carnegie to the Fort Pitt Tunnel. Some delays outbound also from Banksville Road to Carnegie. You'll see some delays now bound 28 Slope Parkway North to the 40th Street Bridge. That's a look at traffic. I'm Jenny Robinson.
AM 1250, The Answer. Weather.
This evening will be pleasant by October standards, but it will turn out cloudy tonight, followed by rain getting underway toward daybreak. It will be 53. A rainy morning tomorrow, otherwise cloudy, brisk, and turning chillier. We'll start the day in the low to mid-50s. The temperatures fall to the high 40s by evening. Blustery and colder tomorrow night. It'll be mostly cloudy with a shower, but it will be 42. Early shower in spots, otherwise cloudy, windy, and chilly for Thursday, and you're 50. With your AccuWeather forecast, I'm Frank Strait.
You're listening to the John Steigerwald Show on AM 1250, The Answer.
Yes, the debates are tonight. If you need me, I'll be watching anything else, or maybe nothing. I don't know what's on tonight. I don't think the Penguins are playing tonight. There's no Tuesday night football, but I, as our guest Russ Burney said, the debates are not debates. They're people spewing out audience-tested, focus group-tested remarks that they hope somebody will repeat at some point after the debate, something that's going to get them attention and maybe bump up their percentages a little bit in the polls. It's a joke, and I don't know why anybody would watch it. I don't know if I could stand it anyway, but I might be able to watch if they had a series of debates where it was one-on-one. Let Bernie Sanders debate Elizabeth Warren one-on-one, and just let him sit at a desk and have a moderator say, go at it, and go ahead and just talk, and you, each one of you get to alternate asking questions and see what comes out of it. You might get something interesting from that. Maybe if you were lucky, somebody would reach over the table and slap somebody. You might get something interesting out of it. How anybody, I don't even know how long, I guess it goes 2 hours. I don't know how anybody could sit and watch that for 2 hours, especially since, I mean, we're getting close to the election now. We are less than 13 months away. We're getting up to the point where it's going to be less than a year, and so it's more people are going to start paying attention. But this same stuff is going to come out. It's just over and over again. You can predict what everybody's going to say, and I don't know if they're going to allow the people in the audience to applaud. I don't know how that's going to be. Not that it matters, but they'll be looking for applause lines and looking for sound bites that are going to show up on social media and in the actual media and on various news networks. But mostly what I will do here is I will look for things that I can make fun of, because that's more fun, and I think most of it deserves to be made fun of. Now, here's some. I came across this in the City Journal. This is the publication of the Manhattan Institute. These are some pretty smart people. And Bernie Sanders isn't going to get the nomination. He had a heart attack. He's 77 years old. He's a little bit insane, and he's just not going to get the nomination. But he's still out there, and he's getting enough support that the other candidates have to be made aware of him, and so they have to do something to appeal to the people who Bernie Sanders appeals to, so that when Bernie Sanders is gone, they can be the one that picks up his voters or his supporters. So this piece in the City Journal is called "The Unaffordable Candidate," and I looked through this thing. It's mind-boggling, the numbers. This is what. And I want you to, this is something that's nice to keep in mind if you do make the mistake of watching the debates tonight and you happen to see Bernie Sanders up there making his promises. This guy, his name is Brian Rydell. He came up with some numbers. He did the numbers on what Bernie is promising. Are you ready for this? All told, Sanders' current plans would cost as much as $97.5 trillion over the next decade, and total government spending would be as high as 70% of GDP. The 10-year budget deficit would approach $90 trillion, with average annual deficits exceeding 30% of GDP. Now, that's just the beginning of it, and a lot of people don't even know what that means. Just, you know that. You don't have to know a lot about what GDP is and how you figure out GDP to know that it just doesn't make sense, 70% of it. But Sanders concedes, by the way, that his Medicare for All plan would increase federal spending by, quote, somewhere between $30 and $40 trillion over a 10-year period, and he's going to spend $16.3 trillion on his climate plan. Now, I don't have the details on his climate plan, but Bernie is going to spend $16.3 trillion. Now, I like the, when I read this stuff, I like to picture Bernie with his hair sticking up, and maybe he's got some bedhead going on, you know, from he just, it's like 3 in the morning, and he woke up, and he's figured he's got to figure this stuff out. And he's sitting in his, one of his three homes, by the way, he's doing the math on this. And he's coming up with this stuff, and he says, okay, yeah, well, $16 trillion on the climate plan, that'll work. And then his proposal to guarantee Americans, I didn't know he's guaranteeing this, but this is great. Proposal to guarantee Americans a full-time government job paying $15 an hour with full benefits. So everybody gets a job at $15 an hour, which means that's a government job, which means that if you're working for McDonald's at $9 an hour right now, and Bernie becomes president in January of 2020, and he puts this plan into effect, who's going to work at McDonald's for $9 an hour? Everybody's going to be working for the government for $15 an hour. And you get full benefits. That's going to cost $30.1 trillion. I think I did a thing here on the show where I talked about what a trillion was, how to give people the an idea of what how much a trillion actually is. And it's incomprehensible. And that we're talking about, we're up to what I say is it was going to cost $97 trillion. So that's the government, the full-time government job at $15 an hour. And then the final $11.1 trillion is $3 trillion to forgive all student loans and guarantee free public college tuition. So Bernie's going to give everybody a job. This is a guy who there are people in the United States of America who have the intelligence, supposedly, the IQ of something that maybe exceeds a turnip, that would listen to this guy, and they think, yeah, I'm a Bernie guy. They got the bumper sticker on the car. They listen to this and they buy into it. They think it's a good idea. Oh yeah, everybody gets a job, $15 an hour. That'll work. And then everybody's college tuition is free. But if you were in college, you know, a few years ago, and you have college debt, well, that's going to be paid too. Don't worry about it. Now, it's not Bernie, of course, paying this. It's me. I got to pay for it because the taxes are going to go up, and I'm going to be forced by the government to pay for a college loan for some kid I see who's, I don't know, walking down the street out where I live with his dog, and he's a 32-year-old guy, and I'm going to know that I went to work today and slaved away here at this job that I'm doing right now, doing this tremendous service to the public, and I'm going to be forced to help pay for his loan. That makes a lot of sense. So anyway, that's the free public tuition and the student loans. So what I say that was, that's $16.3 trillion for that. The final $11.1 trillion includes $3 trillion, I'm sorry, for the student loans and guaranteed tuition. Then there's $1.8 trillion to expand Social Security, $2.5 trillion on housing, so I got to pay for somebody else's house here, $1.6 trillion on paid family leave. See, this is another thing I don't get, paid family leave. Why do I have to pay for you to take some time off? I mean, you may have serious problems. I have my own problems. Why am I being forced to pay for you to take time off work? If your company wants to provide that, that's wonderful, and you can keep working for them. If they don't, you can quit and go work for somebody who does. There's another $1 trillion on infrastructure, whatever that is, $800 billion on general K-12 education spending, and an additional $4 billion on higher public school teacher salaries. Of course, got to get those teachers more money. Now, this would more than double the size of the federal government over the next 10 years. Now, again, how could anybody with a brain think it would be a good idea to have the federal government twice as involved in your life tomorrow than it is right now? Okay? And it would raise the total cost of government to $184 trillion, or 70% of the projected GDP over 10 years. So 70% of GDP will be for the government. And, you know, to pay off student loans, pay for college. I this is a kind of a long piece. I don't know if I'm going to get time to go through the whole thing here on the air, but I haven't come to free shoes yet. And it doesn't say how much, because I'm holding out for free shoes. I think shoes are a human right, and I can't believe that Bernie hasn't. I mean, if you're going to offer free college, what about pants? Can I get a free pair of pants out of this? I'm holding out for shoes, though, especially, because I think you got to give people free shoes. So there's some more stuff here. It creates a 10-year budget gap of $113 trillion, but his tax proposals would raise at most $23 trillion. So the budget gap goes to $113 trillion, but all these taxes that I just told you about, that only raises $23 trillion. Tax rates would, of course, go through the ceiling. Sanders would raise the current 15.3% payroll tax to 27%. So when you look at your paycheck at the end of the week and you see how much they took out for Social Security and Medicare, you can just about double that. It goes from 15.3 to 27. That's about a, what's that, about a 70 or 80% increase. That won't bother you because your medical care is going to be free. Keep that in mind, free. And then there's an 0.4% payroll tax for paid family leave. So part of that's going to pay for somebody else's family, somebody else to take a leave because they have a family issue. The full Social Security payroll tax would also be applied to wages exceeding $250,000. I don't know what it's at now, but if you're anybody, you're going to be pay Social Security right up to the end of the year on your taxes. A top federal income tax rate of 52%. Capital gains and dividends would be taxed as ordinary income. So if you are in the 39% tax break bracket, or 52, if you make $100 on the stock market, Bernie's going to take $52 of that. Okay? That's how it works, to pay for all this free stuff. Plus a 10% net investment income surtax for the wealthy. I don't even know what that is, but I don't want to know what it is, and I know it makes me want to puke. The resulting 62% top tax bracket for investments would be so far beyond the revenue maximizing rate that it would produce little actual revenue. Overall, upper income taxpayers would face a marginal tax rate as high as 80% from their federal income, state income, and payroll taxes. They would also be assessed 62% investment tax. I want you to, are you listening to this? This is what Bernie Sanders, who's going to be standing up on that debate stage, telling everybody how he needs to be running the country. This is the stuff that he's proposing. An annual wealth tax of up to 8% and a 77% estate tax. So if someone dies and leaves you what they already paid all these taxes on 50 years from now, if Bernie's plan goes in, you work for the next 50 years, you build up $1 million, $2 million, $10 million company. When you die, the government is going to take 77% of it. So if it's $10 million, they get $7.7 million and your family gets $3 million. That's how that's going to work. The $23 million in proposed taxes would still leave a staggering $90 trillion budget deficit. So this is what we're talking about here. This is Bernie Sanders. He wants to be your president, and if you elect him, this is what you're going to get. Now, think about this 80%. Now, you know, there are 5 days in the week, okay? I'm pretty sure. And I think 80% of 5 days would be four. So that means that if you are in the 80% tax bracket, I mean, I know some of it's applied to capital gains and everything, but it is state and federal, everything. If you're paying 80%, that means that when you wake up on Monday morning, you are working and you get up and you drag yourself out and you get in your car and you go to work, and maybe it's a job you hate, but you do it because you're making a pretty nice buck, and you go home. Well, then you got to get up and do it on Tuesday, and that goes to the government. And then you got to get up again on Wednesday and go to that same job and work again. And then you got to get up and do it again on Thursday. So that's your 4 days out of the week. That's 80% of the week that you've worked. Everything that you just did over those 4 days, all those four trips and sitting on the parkway, riding into work in rush hour, for 4 days, you're giving that to Bernie Sanders. Okay? That's where it's going. Friday, you get to keep it. Whatever you make on Friday. Well, Fridays are great because that's the 20% of the money that you slaved over your job to get. That's what you get to keep, 20%. This guy is running for president. He's being seriously he's being taken seriously by people who claim to have a brain. And not only that, there are people in the media, other politicians and people who are supposed to be smart, academics, by the way, who think that this guy should be president and everything that I just described to you should happen when he becomes president. If that doesn't make you want to just head for some other country when this guy gets, if this guy's elected, I don't know what to tell you. And when I come back, I'm going to tell you about something really stupid. GQ has come out with a new masculinity issue. They want to change what masculinity is over there at Gentleman's Quarterly. We'll be right back.
They blow into town with the wind, rain, and hail. And out-of-town storm chasers going door-to-door, often posing as a local company offering a quick fix to desperate homeowners. If you've had damage to your roof, windows, siding, or gutters and downspouts, you may be eligible to get them replaced or repaired free of charge. Just be careful who you call. Visit WindowsRSPittsburgh.com for a free inspection from one of their highly trained appraisers. With over 50 years in home remodeling, Windows R Us is the area's premier exterior replacement company for roofs, siding, gutters and downspouts, doors, and of course windows. If damage isn't your issue and you just want something new, you'll love their no-pressure approach, no hidden fees, and one of the fastest turnaround times in the industry. A company who will never skip town when it comes to honoring their warranty. Visit WindowsRUsPittsburgh.com. Mention STAG for an additional 10% off. Windows R Us, proud sponsor of the Jerk of the Week, heard every Friday on the John Steigerwald Show. WindowsRUsPittsburgh.com.
Regenerate Me, now open in Bethel Park, is helping people restore, rebuild, and regenerate their bodies through Advanced Biological Therapy, or ABT. Advanced Biological Therapy gets amazing results by helping your body regenerate skin, restore metabolism, and relieve chronic joint problems to avoid surgery. Regenerate Me specializes in bone and joint issues like arthritis, skin problems due to aging, and even fat loss. Learn more at RegeneratePGH.com. From the Services tab, click the ABT Candidate Program and fill out the questionnaire. A health professional will call you back and help you determine if advanced biological therapy is for you. Regenerate Me's equipment and treatments have been cleared for safety by the FDA and are not covered by health insurance or Medicare. Call 412-851-3811 to schedule a no-obligation consultation or attend the next office dinner lecture on October 16th, catered by Pasta 2, to find out more. Seating is limited. RSVP now. 412-851-3811.
This is Chris Abernethy of Abernethy & Hagerman. You don't want the government deciding what happens to your estate or how much they will take. At Abernethy & Hagerman, estate administration is the heart and soul of our practice. We have the experience to help not only plan, but administer your estate properly, to protect your assets, minimize taxes, and ensure that your inheritance gets to the ones you love. Decide for yourself. Abernethy & Hagerman. Legal help that lasts a lifetime. Visit a-h.law.
Some window replacement companies offer only one window model that might not meet your taste or budget. At Pella, we determine which window or door style will give you the features you want in three types of materials. Pella has blinds between the glass, innovative screening options, and lots more. Don't settle for a one window model choice that really is no choice at all. Right now, save $150 off windows and $500 off doors or 48 months no interest. Call 888-78-PELLA. PellaPittsburgh.com.
Community Bank. City Mission. Number 1 Cochrane. Highmark Stadium. Peters Township Community Center. Angela's Restaurant. What do all these businesses have in common? Nello Construction. Design and build with one company. Nello Construction. Full service construction from the ground up. Renovation. Expansion. Nello Construction. The choice for business. See the projects. Begin the journey at NelloConstruction.com.
1776 Freedom's Calling is hosting an evening with Dinesh D'Souza, best-selling author and documentary film producer, on Thursday, October 24th. This event's new location is the Antonelli Event Center in North Huntington, PA. 1776 Freedom's Calling is very honored to be the only committee in Pennsylvania collaborating with Dinesh D'Souza to inform the Commonwealth about the detrimental effects of socialism. Go to 1776freedomscalling.com.
This is the John Steigerwald Show on AM 1250 and FM 92.5. The Answer.
Do you remember, if you're of a certain age, you remember Gentleman's Quarterly magazine, GQ magazine. And I'm old enough to remember it, obviously. And it's still around. And I'm going to tell you why it shouldn't be in a minute. But GQ used to be like the PG-13 version of Playboy. There were no naked women in there. There might be some good-looking women in there. There might be some articles about sex and things like that. But it was about men's fashion. It was about being a man. It was directed toward men. Well, they've come out with an issue, and are you ready? It's called the New Masculinity Issue, and it celebrates the feminization of men. And this guy, Pharrell, this singer, I think he did Don't Worry, Be Happy. Is that him who did that song? Yeah. And this is what this, so they used him, and he's seen in a photo here wearing a dress that looks like it's made out of sleeping bags. But I want to read you what Pharrell told GQ magazine, which should never be read by another man forever for the history of the rest of the history of this planet. I think the truest definition of masculinity is the essence of you that understands and respects that which isn't masculine. If you ask me, this is the best. This is just. If you ask me, who didn't know he was going to get around to this? If you ask me, when we talk about masculinity, it's also very, are you ready? Racial, this conversation, because the dominant force on this planet right now is the older, straight, white male. And there's a particular portion of them that senses a tanning effect. They sense a feminizing effect. They sense a non-binary effect when it comes to gender. I know everything except that tanning thing. I do definitely sense a feminizing effect, and it makes me want to puke. And they sense a non-binary effect when it comes to gender, which also makes me want to throw up. And it's a fearful thing, according to Pharrell here. You know, America, quote, was created by our founding fathers, not our founding mothers or our founding mother and father, right? So this conversation leads to side effects like using religion as a weapon to justify an attack on women's reproductive rights, meaning abortion. So there's another, I like to help you out here every once in a while and give you ideas on things that you can eliminate from your life. And so in case you hadn't already eliminated it, just put down GQ on the list of something never to look at ever again as long as you live. Gentleman's Quarterly Magazine, never again. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.
The John Steigerwald Show is a production of AM 1250 The Answer and Salem Media Group. 3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.